Michael Morrell, a longtime CIA official who eventually became the agency's deputy director and acting director, appeared on MSNBC recently. Before the most recent war in Iraq, he served as President Bush's intelligence briefer. In this appearance, Morrell made it clear. The Bush-Cheney administration publicly misrepresented the intelligence related to Iraq's supposed weapons of mass destruction program and Saddam's alleged links to al-Qaeda. The war in Iraq was a war that the White House wanted, and all of the supposed mistakes that were made actually flowed from this underlying desire. Did the intelligence agencies wrongly conclude that Iraq had chemical weapons and a nuclear program? That's because they were under intense pressure to justify the war. Did the pre-war assessments vastly understate the difficulty and cost of occupation? That's because the war party didn't want to hear anything that might raise doubts about the rush to invade. Indeed, the Army's chief of staff was effectively fired for questioning claims that the occupation phase would be cheap and easy. Now back to Pop, Pock, and Politics on KGRG. Today's Rockin' HD. You're listening to Nasty Time with Bruno McNasty. Today's Rockin' HD.